Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, if you would turn in your Bibles this evening to the third epistle of John, third epistle of John. Well, let's read this verse and then we're going to pray. Third John, third epistle of John. In fact, let's just pray first. Father, I thank you for our health and strength and every blessing. Thank you, everybody that's here tonight. All the things you've done for us this week to get us through this fine place that we have, dry and comfortable. We give you all the glory and credit and praise. Thank you for your holy word. It's life to us, health and medicine to all of our flesh. Thank you for the holy teacher, your spirit whom you've sent to indwell us and to be our guide and teacher and helper. We look to you. We yield to your spirit tonight. Grant everybody eyes that see and ears that hear, hearts receptive and open. Let there be divine grace deposits, a supply of the Spirit, revelation of truth that makes free. Let there come answers to questions and solutions to difficulties that people are dealing with right now in this room, and direction and wisdom and help in every area. And we're receivers. And we're not hearers only, but we're doers. And we give you all the praise in advance. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Said out loud, I'm a doer.
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 Of the Word of God.
Hallelujah. Now, release faith in that prayer. We didn't just pray to be taking up time on that. That's a point where all of us release faith. And there's some things supposed to come out tonight. Revelation. Specific that help people in right where they are in their life. And I don't even have to say it exactly. I might say it, but I might just say something and then the Holy Ghost says something to you about what was said. And you go from there to something else and you wind up at exactly what is the answer. How many believe God knows the answer to everything that you're dealing with? He know to him, nothing is complicated. Right? You might say, well, yeah, but this is a tough situation. Not to him. Right? Not to him. He knows, do this, stop doing this, do this, and then it's fixed. If you can see it through his eyes, it's just that simple, right? Do what I told you to, quit doing what I told you not to do, and then do this, and it'll all be over. You're just nothing but shouting then. Right? But if you stay in darkness, you can be embroiled in the same thing for 40 years. And just go on and on and on and get worse and worse and worse and think, oh, it's so terrible and nobody can fix it. No, it's simple to God. Yes. And when we see it, it's how many you've gotten revelation before? Either you're reading your Bible or you're sitting in the service or you're praying and you saw something. Yeah. And when you saw it, anytime light comes, it seems simple. Yeah. It might be very, very profound, but you go, ah, well, there it is. I mean, why didn't I see that? I mean, I've read that many times. Well, he already told me that. Well, of course that's what it is. Right? I mean, when light comes, that's the way it is. And in his light, we see light. We've been for the last several weeks teaching on the subject called Prosperity Proven. Prosperity Proven. And this is our text that we've used repeatedly. 3 John and verse 1. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish, or the margin says pray or desire, above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Is this the Bible, God speaking to us? Could you take it personally and say, this is God talking to me? If you can't, then it ought not be in here. Right? I mean, if it's, like one theologian I read after one time. He said, basically, you know that this is John saying howdy to Gaius. Hi, how you doing, buddy? If that's all it is, it ought not be in here. Right? Because there are all kind of things, even that Jesus the Master said. John said in the Gospel account of John, he said that not everything that Jesus said and did was recorded. He supposed that if everything Jesus said and did had been written down and recorded, not even the world itself could contain the books that should be written. So we have just a select and relatively small portion of what Jesus said and did. And these things pass the Gospel accounts, Acts and the epistles and like this, we believe are selections that the Holy Ghost has made from all the things that the Spirit of God said and did, but are recorded for all man for all time and is not mere words of men, but it is the Word of God. Amen. And I take it personally and directly. Well, if that's a fact, and we believe it is, then did the Lord tell you that it was His desire? Amen. And He wished and prayed above all things that you would what?
Prosper.
If that's all you knew, you should quit asking questions. Is it God's will for me to prosper? If that's all you knew, the Lord told you directly right out of the Bible. It's His desire and wish and prayer that you prosper and that you what?
Be in health.
Be in health. Now He tells you how it's going to happen. Even as your soul prospers. And we've camped on that quite a bit, that prosperity doesn't start in your pocketbook. It doesn't start in your accounts. It starts where? In your soul. Well, your soul has to do with your mind and your will and your thinking and your talking. And you know, people look on the outside and think, well, I'm poor because I don't have money. No, no. There are poor people with money. There are people who have money, but they're still poor on the inside. They can't enjoy it. They're always scared somebody's going to get it. They hide. They hoard. Amen. Did you hear me? I mean, they might have $1 million in the bank, but they still hide food under the bed.
Yeah.
Afraid, you know.
Yeah.
Scared. Won't spend it. Wear old junky stuff and drive junk and why? And finally die and leave all that money to somebody else that just blows it. Why? They had money, but they were never wealthy on the inside. Their soul never prospered. You don't even know how to enjoy money. You can't even enjoy a new car. You can't even enjoy a good house if you don't know God.
Amen.
You can't. You can't. I mean, you know, I've met people that are the rich of the rich. I mean, the elite wealthy. Some of the most miserable people you want to be around. Why? Because poor people sometimes can live under the illusion that if I had some stuff, I'd be happier.
Yeah, right.
Well, if I could get out of this place and get something, then I'd be happy. But these people know that ain't so. They got everything, and they're miserable. They could buy anything, and they're miserable. Why? Stuff can't satisfy your soul.
Amen.
Stuff can't make you full of joy or full of peace.
Amen.
Only the Creator can do that. Oh, but when you got Him and you're walking with Him, you can enjoy a new car like nobody else can.
Amen.
Why? Because the Lord's with you.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
You'll say, Lord, whew, this seat is nice. He goes, yeah, ain't it nice? You go, yeah. Glory to God. Climate control. Look at that, Lord. He said, yeah, I gave the guy that idea. Right? Nobody can enjoy a fine house like a Christian who's walking close with God. Walk up and down in your fine house in your silk pajamas. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Look out your windows at your nice view. Glorifying God. Amen? That's living. That's not just existing. That's living. And you can't do it, you can't enjoy anything like it could be enjoyed unless you're with God.
Yes.
Unless you're walking with Him. And that's soul prosperity. Well, so many times people have grown up generation after generation of poverty. And they think because, you know, well, I'm still poor and I'm staying poor, they think it's because we don't have money or don't know the right people, don't have connections. But that's not it. It's passed down from generation to generation, poor thinking, talking poor, making plans to be poor. And that's what's got to be broken. And there's only one thing that'll break it. And it's not people praying for you. Did you hear me? People can lay hands on you, like Brother Hagin used to say, till they rub every hair off the top of your head. But if you don't get the word in you and get your mind renewed so that you begin to talk like a rich person instead of talk like a broke person. Huh? This, well, we poor, but we proud. Well, that both of those are conditions that require deliverance. And the Lord will set you free from pride and poverty if you're willing to receive his word. Said out loud, God told me. It was his will for me to prosper and be in health as my soul prospers. Amen. That's Bible. I said, that's Bible. I believe it just like that, don't you? So we have been camping on this. We believe it the direction of the Lord. And taking point after point, proving the will of God concerning prosperity, and we're getting our soul prospered and our mind renewed. And even if you think, well, I've already had some mind renewal, you can take some more. I said, you can take some more. Don't ever think you've arrived. Huh? No. No, there's always a lot, you know, I like hanging around people that's got a bigger vision than I do. People whose numbers look bigger. Who deal with bigger numbers, excuse me, than I do. It's good for you. Helps you. If you're always dealing with the biggest numbers of anybody that you're around, you get to thinking that's the top. You're there. But you ain't there. No. I'm telling you what. There's people that go out and buy islands. Did you know that? They see a nice island in the Pacific and they go, I want that. How much is it? Well, 1.5 billion. I'll take it. Yeah. Draw up the papers. Now, I'm not doing that yet. But, hey, we ought to keep moving up, right? Let's keep moving up. You might not start there, but if you don't start where you are, you stay where you are.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The God of Jacob, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-423. That's R-423. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.